Secretary of State Colin Powell visited Asia last week, stopping first in Japan and then in Vietnam. While in Vietnam, Powell showed that he has a sense of humor, even if his singing voice leaves something to be desired.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Vietnamese girl. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. Handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Out through the back door of roses I ran, out where the horses were tied.
Powell sang a more diplomatic tune when he arrived in Beijing this weekend. In talks with Chinese leaders, he sought to find harmony on trade, missile defense, and human rights. Before leaving Beijing this morning, China time, the secretary sat down for an interview with Chinese television. Los Angeles Times Beijing correspondent Anthony Kuhn filed this report for NPR News.
As Secretary of State Powell's plane was taking off en route to his next stop in Canberra, Australia, China Central Television broadcast a 24-minute interview with him, taped Saturday at the American Embassy in Beijing.
The word I would convey to the Chinese people today is that we want friendship with the people of China. And 6 months into our administration, as you noted, there have been a few ups and downs, but for the most part, I think we are now moving forward in a positive direction.
Chinese public opinion has played an increasingly important role in China's dealings with the outside world, and incidents such as the April 1st collision of U.S. and Chinese military aircraft and the 1999 NATO bombing of the Chinese embassy in Belgrade have fueled mistrust of American intentions among many Chinese. The questions put to Powell in English by CCTV's celebrity reporter Shui Junyi reflected Chinese concern and perceptions of increasing U.S. unilateralism and a harder line towards China by the Bush administration. Powell is the highest Bush administration official to visit China so far, and his remarks were the most conciliatory yet from an administration that is referred to China as a strategic competitor. Today, Powell avoided using that reference, saying that the relationship was too complex to be easily labeled. He played down areas of contention between the two countries.
There will be areas where there will be disagreements and where we will say things that perhaps might not be well received in China, but it will always be in the context of trying to build a strong relationship with China and welcoming China into the international community, a community of international economics, a community of international rule of law, a community of international standards of human rights.
Powell added that President Bush was looking forward to his visit in October, first to Shanghai and then Beijing. He said that President Bush hoped to establish a personal relationship with Chinese President Jiang Zemin and other Chinese leaders. Jin Sanrong, an American affairs expert at the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, says these are some of the words China was hoping to hear. For Powell to go on Chinese TV, Jin says, and say that the U.S. does not take China as its enemy and that the U.S. and China should have a constructive relationship is a very positive way to define Sino-U.S. relations. Jin added that many Chinese consider Powell the most moderate representative of the Bush team. Powell does not appear to have swayed Chinese leaders in their position on key issues. Chinese diplomats denied any buildup of missiles aimed at Taiwan or any violation of Chinese commitments on non-proliferation of weapons technology. Nor are U.S. and Chinese human rights advocates likely to be pleased by the fact that Powell did not bring up the cases of several U.S. citizens and residents still imprisoned in China. China demonstrated its eagerness for a smooth visit by Powell by releasing two U.S.-based scholars 2 days before Powell arrived and 2 days after the pair had been convicted of spying for Taiwan. Analysts point out that in relations between countries, good atmospherics do not necessarily lead to the resolution of concrete disputes. On the other hand, Jin Sanrong observes, without mutual trust between governments, individual crises such as the spy plane incident can sink a relationship, and for U.S.-China relations, confidence building is in itself a substantial issue. For NPR News, this is Anthony Kuhn in Beijing.